Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Buck Brief. Our friend Mark Simone in the mix right now. Mr. New York, the host of the phenomenal Mark Simone Show on 710 WORNYC. Now, a lot of you are like, well, if I don't live in New York, what can I? First of all, you can listen to the iHeart app, but you can also listen on the Mark Simone Show podcast, which I recommend you do. Mark, good to see you.
Hey, great to be here again. I love this show. I love watching this.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. We're, you know, trying to Clay and Buck. We're trying to just keep it all moving and try to help save the country, as I know you are as well. So you're there right in the mix and in the midst of it in New York City as this Trump trial is underway. It just seems kind of the whole thing. You have to slap yourself and say, I can't believe this is even happening. Let's start with this. Do you think that the jury, is it possible for Trump to get a fair trial with the jury pool in New York City? They're going to be seating them pretty soon, it looks like.
Yeah, probably not. You know, they had him fill out this questionnaire about everything to see if there was any bias. I don't know why they didn't have the judge fill out a questionnaire. This guy wouldn't get in the trial. He's got a history of serious Trump hatred. You know, and some of these jurors, there was one that said, watches CNN, watches MSNBC, but I could be fair. Well, you can't be, even if you try, because you've been subjected to all this propaganda on those two networks. It's going to be tough to get a fair trial. It already is unfair. Alan Dershowitz has said the gag order is totally unconstitutional. Not allowing him out to his son's graduation, according to Dershowitz, violates a couple of New York laws. The worst mafia hitman gets excused for a graduation or a funeral. What they're doing to Trump has never happened before to anybody. Even the whole idea of it, I checked, there are 10 million non-disclosure agreements signed every year. right now as we're speaking, companies are signing non-disclosures. Remember in the debate, Bloomberg admitted he signed non-disclosure. Oh, yeah. Dozens of women. That's in Alvin Bragg's district. I don't see him getting prosecuted, so I don't think he can get a fair trial.
Is there any sense, I mean, obviously from your audience in New York, I'm sure people are outraged about it, but, you know, in New York, it's making such a farce of the Manhattan DA and the whole, I mean, and I feel like, how can anyone take this guy seriously? You know, he lets out the real criminals, and then he uses the powers of his office to harass a presidential candidate. And I think you and I agree, if the election were held tomorrow, Trump would win. I think he's probably going to win despite all this stuff in the fall, you know, despite all the nonsense they're pulling. But is there any sense like this is just too gross, you know, that it goes too far? Is that growing in New York, or is it only the same people that have known this all along was crazy stuff?
No, it's definitely growing in New York. It's typical Democratic stuff, always overplaying their hand. Watch the video of Trump visiting Harlem after the trial yesterday. Study that video. When he gets out of the car, this is Harlem. This should be a Democratic neighborhood. They are cheering, applauding, chanting for him. Watch when he comes out of the bodega. They're applauding, cheering. He was a conquering hero there. And remember, when you think most of that crowd would be Democratic, they're mad at the Democrats, really mad, because these crazy woke left Democrats have been running their neighborhood and ruining it. They've subjected them to the worst crime wave. You know, people are mad. Remember, Reagan won New York twice for almost the same reasons, the crime, the inflation, the costs. I think Trump has a real good shot at winning New York this time.
Wow, that's a bold statement to be sure. Do you have any particular thoughts on the some of the jury selection as it's happened? I think they've seated, as you and I are talking, about a half dozen of them, six or seven of them. Do you see anyone in there? I know they've put out these sort of general descriptions of them. You say maybe that's the guy or gal who's just going to stand to thwart the madness and say, stop, we're not doing this.
Yeah, well, this is not going to go well with this jury selection. You know, if it were somewhere else, like if Trump could get a blue collar guy on the jury, he's going to be okay. But there's no blue collar workers for the most part living in Manhattan. They're taking Wednesday off every week in the trial. Usually it's Friday they take off. Now, why would they make it Wednesday? A lot of people believe the judge is trying to make it impossible for an Orthodox Jew to be on this jury because that community supports Trump. I've never seen this Wednesday thing before. So,
yeah, I mean, you and I know this. All you need is one NYPD guy, one FDNY guy, and you'd be in a whole different world here because they're just not going to go along with the sham and no one's going to bully them into it either. But, you know, you get a bunch of like teaching assistants, software workers and cultural studies majors. And I mean, I am worried that Trump is going to be convicted. How concerned are you about that?
He could be convicted, but nothing will stand up on appeal. Absolutely nothing. A non-disclosure. I know they call it hush money. It's not illegal. There's no crime there. Falsifying business records. It has to be to commit some kind of fraud. The business records never left his own file, so there can't be any fraud. This election interference, the Federal Election Commission said no. Any appeals court has to toss this out. And he can't go to jail. Secret Service has kind of made that clear. If he was, it would be some kind of house arrest, but that's not going to happen.
The whole thing to me then, it's so frustrating, Mark, because they're breaking all, they talk about norms. I mean, they're breaking all, not just norms, but common sense and common decency rules we would all have. We're in an election. We all know what's going on here. We all know they're holding this. They can get Trump. But I just want to, is it because they think if they get a conviction on this absurd trial in New York, meaning just they get the conviction, right? Oh, he's a convicted felon now, that then he loses the election. Is that all this comes down to for Alvin Bragg and those who are pushing this?
Yeah, it's not going to work. And I think the other reason, it's an excuse to get out of the debates. Biden will say, why, I can't debate him. He's indicted. Well, you're the one that indicted him. So that's some system. Indict the guy and say you can't debate him because he's indicted. But again, they're going too far. This doesn't pass the laugh test or the smell test. You might get away with it in Manhattan, but you're not going to get away with it in America.
I really don't think so. And I think, well, let me come back. We're going to have a quick word from our sponsor here, Mark, but come back with this, how you think it's backfiring and what do you think their moves are going to be to try to stop Trump up to this point. But first off, you know, Mark, are you a coffee drinker?
All the time.
Oh, man. I'm going to send you some. We founded a coffee company, Clay and I did, CrockettCoffee.com. delicious roast to order beads. They're fantastic. And it's in the spirit of Davy Crockett himself. You know, I know you like history. I'm a history guy. Davy Crockett, the frontier, that period of America is fascinating. So we wanted to build a company that also, by the way, is giving up. We're partnered with Tunnel to Towers, which I know you're very involved with and a fan of that organization. They do amazing work. So some of our proceeds goes to Tunnel to Towers. So I'm going to send you some Crockett coffee. But for anyone out there listening, CrockettCoffee.com. Again, that's CrockettCoffee.com. Please subscribe. Best way to do it. Then it gets delivered every month. You don't have to think about it. And if you go subscription, you get a nice deal. Also, if you get more than $60 in your order, which is not a lot when you think of coffee, because you can get 2 months at a time. It's good for months, the coffee that you get. If you get over $60 worth of coffee, you get free shipping, which is really nice. So please go check it out. We're going to have to send some to Mr. New York. Hopefully, it is acceptable to his refined palate. He's a very refined fellow, so I think that he's going to find this to be very, very good coffee. Mark, the all the legal stuff, like we just say all the legal stuff, Atlanta, New York, J6 in D.C., Florida, Mar-a-Lago documents. We have to come up with these weird shorthands to even talk about them. Is it all just blowing up in the Democrats' faces? Do they realize it? And if so, what are they going to do about it?
It's going to look ridiculous. Most people haven't really, really focused on it. But when you focus on it, nobody ever has been in four criminal trials at the same time. John Gotti didn't have four trials at the same time. Nobody has. Even again, Dershowitz says it's totally against all laws in this country. You have to give people time to prepare for a trial. You can't hit them with four trials at once. Every single person, Letitia James, the prosecutor in New York, visited the White House. Alvin Bragg visited the White House. Fonnie Willis's guy, 2 8-hour meetings in the White House. In fact, the district attorney here, Bragg, had turned down this case. He didn't think there was anything there. The Biden administration sent one of their top guys to join the DA's office in a weird job that never existed before, an executive consultant. He's the one running the trial. It's clear, you don't have to be Columbo to figure out this is actually being coordinated by the Biden administration. So all of that's going to come out to the public at some point, and they'll realize this is just Soviet-style Stalinist nonsense.
And so then what do you think? That, you know, people keep asking me, because there's this sense after what we saw in 2020, the Democrats, they've got to have another trick, or perhaps many, up their sleeve. You know, do you think they can try to ram through the J6 case against Trump in D.C. so they get it started before the election? Like, because right now it just seems like Biden, if it's just a head to head competition between Biden and Trump, they're already doing election interference and Trump is already ahead in every swing state by every poll. Right. So it must look like Biden can't win. They've run out of time really to replace him unless they pull something crazy at the DNC, which I don't think they're going to do. Do they just have to play this out then? I mean, is that and just hope? Like, do you see something where they think they can turn the tide? And if so, what would that be?
No. You know, they live in a bubble. They live in D.C. They live in Manhattan. They just live in this bubble. January 6th. They don't realize to the middle of America, they barely remember what you have to explain to them. January 6th was a trespassing incident 3 years ago. I mean, it was a horrible trespassing incident, but that's all it was. It's not an issue in the campaign by any stretch of the imagination. And the biggest fear, none of this is going to work, is that they got something up their sleeve, some horrible September, October surprise. Who knows?
Right. So you're hearing this too from your audience, right? People keep asking me, they're like, they must have something. I'm like, well, if they have it, I don't know what it is. I mean, they might have something they think is going to work. But I mean, remember, they thought back in 2016, Billy Bush tape, it was lights out for Trump, and it wasn't. So,
yeah. Now, I don't, you know, the 51 guys that signed the letter, those shadowy, awful Clapper, Brennan.
Yeah.
The only thing is, when they went to get him in 2020, all they had was a letter they wrote. So hopefully they haven't got anything. Hopefully, I mean, if that's all they could do in 2020, what could they do now? Trump is just going to get stronger and stronger. You know, all this trying him, criminal cases, all of this has kind of reinforced that image with a lot of people. He's like a superhero. He's like bullets bouncing off his chest.
It's incredible. It's incredible what he's been able to continue through. I know so many people who say, just the prospect, and meaning people I know from law enforcement side, worked in the criminal justice system as prosecutors, they say just a felony indictment against most people And, you know, they got to, like, just be taking boatloads of Xanax. And, oh, my God, my life is ruined. And what am I going to do? And, you know, Trump's like playing golf. And he's like, they're not going to beat me. They're just not. It is remarkable. And, you know, he told me at Mar-a-Lago during the interview we did recently. He's like, I'm just built differently. And I said, you certainly are. I want to ask you this, Mark. You know, Trump went up to the bodega, right? He went to pay visit to the guy who defended himself, that Bragg initially charged with murder. What do you think about the optics of that move as it pertains to everything going on in New York, and just how's the mayor doing there with crime? I mean, how's the situation?
It's bad. Trump is going to do more of this in the next few weeks. He's going to do one of these every couple of days for the optics. He's going to go to the migrant hotel and do a press conference in front of there. You know, if you want a site of where a terrible thing happened and Bragg let the criminal go, there's dozens and dozens of places. You know, they may actually give him his change of venue just to put an end to that if it gets too effective. But he's also looking at rallies, one in the Bronx, one at Madison Square Garden. He's going to really, you know, he may not be able to travel around and campaign, but he's going to campaign hard here. And again, he could win New York. It's very possible. People are really upset in New York. The mayor is basically a good guy. He'd love to solve all the problems, but he hasn't got a clue as to what to do about it. He has no skills in this area. He's not an executive who knows. He just can't get anything done.
Yeah, my concern about him was, even if I do think that he wishes he could get the crime situation under control, and this is what I hear from people, but he doesn't have... he doesn't have the team in place at the executive level to be able to do what's necessary. And I think he lacks some of the understanding on the criminal justice side of what it would really require. Now, it reminds me, Patriot Defender, everybody, it's no cost legal defense to protect your rights, freedoms, reputation, and your way of life. So if you have to defend yourself, let's say a concealed carry case, any kind of physical defense of yourself, your legal defense is covered by Patriot Defender. PatriotDefender.com is their website, but they also cover any violation of rights because of politics. So your right to free speech is denied, suffer consequences, your legal defense is covered. Speak up at a school board meeting about vaccine mandates, consequences, and your legal defense is covered. I'm a big believer in this kind of defense. I'm a partner in Patriot Defender. I really believe in what they're doing. So please sign up. Probably already have it in your state. Most states, I think, now already offer this membership. PatriotDefender.com, the only membership that goes beyond defense for concealed carry weapons. PatriotDefender.com. Sign up today. Mark, just before we let you go, so can I quote you in saying that you think there'll at least be a surge for Trump in New York going into this election? Is that fair? I won't go as far as to say he's going to win New York. That'd be crazy. But you think he's going to surprise people?
I think he could win New York. Reagan did it twice. We had this great Republican candidate, Lee Zeldin, who came pretty close within a couple hundred thousand votes of winning. If I told you a private citizen with no experience could get himself elected president of the United States, you'd say that's insane. He's done the impossible before. He could win New York. Hey, look at Biden in Pennsylvania. Nobody showed up. 12 people showed up for the rally. If you appeared in Scranton, you'd get thousands of people. He's the president. Nobody showed up.
All right. Since you're doubling down, I'm going to quote Mark Simone says, it's in play. It's a long shot, but it's in play. Trump could win New York.
He's got a good shot.
I keep trying to hedge for him. He won't let me. He's like, no, it's not a long shot. It's in play. All right. Mark Simone says New York is in play for Trump. We're going to hit that headline hard. And please go subscribe. I told Mark this before, and I don't say this to, you know, people who come on the show. I actually listen when I can in the morning when I'm having my crock of coffee, by the way.
I listen to you guys every day.
Yeah, I listen to Mark's show. He does a great job. And the only problem with listening to Mark's show is it reminds me of home and makes me a little homesick for New York sometimes. But anyway, go subscribe to the Mark Simone podcast. For any of you who haven't been listening, does great analysis, great news, news coverage. Mark, as always, thanks so much, man. Thanks for all you do.
Thanks for having me. Love it.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.